From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Justice Department says it is reviewing a judge's decision to dismiss all charges against five former Blackwater security guards. The guards were accused of killing 17 unarmed Iraqi civilians. The killings 2 years ago in Baghdad outraged many Iraqis, and today Iraqi officials criticized the judge's decision. NPR's Ted Robbins has more on the story.
The five private security guards were accused of opening fire in a crowded Baghdad intersection without provocation in 2007. The incident caused anti-American sentiment worldwide, and the Iraqi government wanted the men to stand trial in Iraq. Instead, they faced manslaughter and firearms charges in the U.S. But Judge Ricardo Urbina dismissed the indictments and blamed Justice Department prosecutors for botching the case. The judge said the prosecution ignored advice from senior justice officials and relied on sworn statements the guards gave under duress. That, said the judge, amounted to violating their Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination. It's not clear what the ruling means for a sixth Blackwater guard who turned on his colleagues and pleaded guilty to killing one Iraqi and wounding another. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Iran's top opposition leader has pledged to defy new threats, including calls by hardliners for his execution. Dale Gavlak reports from Amman, Jordan.
Mir Hossein Mossaveh said he was ready to sacrifice his life in order to defend Iranian rights to hold peaceful protests against the government. On Thursday, the state prosecutor warned opposition leaders that they could be put on trial if they do not denounce this week's anti-government protests. It was the worst unrest since the immediate aftermath of the disputed June presidential election. Several people died, including Mossaveh's nephew. Iranian hardliners have called for the execution of Mossaveh and other opposition figures. He said Iran was in serious crisis and called for the immediate release of his supporters. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
A suicide bomber has killed at least 32 people in Pakistan. Many more people are reported hurt. The bomb went off on an athletic field during a volleyball tournament in the northwestern city of Peshawar. That's the largest city near Pakistan's tribal areas where Pakistani forces are on the offensive against militants. Local residents have been trying to keep militants out of the area. California has banned the use of artery-clogging trans fats in most restaurant recipes. Some cities have already done this, but California is the first to implement a statewide ban. The law goes into effect today. North Carolina, the country's largest tobacco producer, is banning smoking in bars and restaurants starting tomorrow. Private clubs, such as country clubs, may still allow smoking in their facilities. Financial markets are closed for New Year's today. This is NPR News. Starting today, motorists in Florida and Nevada will find it requires a lot more identification to renew their driver's licenses. The states have changed their rules to comply with a controversial federal law known as Real ID, but they're in the minority, as NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Florida and Nevada become the latest of 13 states to amend their motor vehicle code to come into compliance with Real ID. It was passed after 9/11 as an immigration and security measure. It requires people applying for or renewing a driver's license to show a birth certificate, a document with their Social Security number, and two others with a proof of address. Congress had originally set a December 31, 2009 deadline for states to comply with the law. Most states, however, have resisted, citing the high cost of complying, an estimated $4 billion, as well as privacy concerns. Faced with the state's rebellion, Department of Homeland Security head Janet Napolitano pushed the deadline back to May of 2011. Congress is now considering a new program, Pass ID, that would cost less, be less stringent, and which has the support of the nation's governors. Greg Allen, NPR News.
Among new laws going into effect today is one allowing same-sex marriage in New Hampshire. Several same-sex couples exchanged vows outside the statehouse in Concord shortly after midnight. Same-sex marriage is now legal in five states. New Hampshire joins Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, and Iowa in allowing it, but some state legislators vow to try to repeal the New Hampshire law. China says its police arrested more than 5,000 people last year in an ongoing campaign against what officials call obscene internet content. China's information ministry says it will intensify the campaign. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.